Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Appropriate music to bring in Chris Mason, who joins us every Wednesday, usually at 1 o'clock. But today, they're heading to Chicago, United Center, tomorrow night against the Blackhawks. Chris Mason on the line with us, Willie's TV partner, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. See, Mace, what's up?
Not a lot. Just getting ready, packing. Little pack today, so not too time-consuming, but just putting the final touches on getting the bag ready and all that kind of stuff. How are you guys doing?
Well, because you guys get to come back briefly, right, before you head back to the peg?
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes, it's very nice.
Nothing against the fine folks in Winnipeg. They're good people.
Hey, I was on radio with them yesterday, talking about this.
I was in Edmonton. You were in Winnipeg.
Well, let's ask Mace. How many radio interviews did you do yesterday?
Oh man, it was like nonstop after our production meeting in the morning. I think I did one the night before, one before. I probably did almost close to 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of talking. I'm surprised my voice held up during the game.
Well, thank you for making us 11, because that's a lot of interviews.
Well, we're his favorite.
On a game.
Yeah, these, of course, you guys, goes without saying.
I mean, Willie's his TV partner. I helped him get on Twitter. I don't really know what you did.
Really? But, you helped him get on Twitter?
This is just friends having a conversation.
I named a dog after him.
Well, you did. That's true. Yeah.
So up top
that is factual.
I had 11 years
that's
of
not a gag.
A toy fox terrier named Mason because of Chris Mason.
That's real.
And he
that's
had a, his son a day after my daughter was born.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy, yeah, Chase just walked out of the room like, dang it, I thought I had him.
I got owned, whatever.
It happens, buddy, even to the constable once in a while.
I know, every now and then.
See, he thought he was Chara, and then next thing you know, he got bustled.
See, you know, Hal checks me into the boards at the Winter Classic, and it wakes something up in me, and so I'm trying to be a little spunkier. And
I like that.
How about that segue?
That.
Right into Trennan and Chara. So,
good.
Hal Gill, we had Jared Tenorti in Barrel House with us last night post game, and I brought up his fight with Clifford, and you know, just, and he's been playing with Trennan, and of course we got into the Chara stuff. Barrel House erupted. Of course, I knew that was going to be a fan favorite, and Hal said Trennan may not realize this right now, but he just got major street cred, not only in his room but around the league, because when he shows up in Chicago tomorrow, they'll all know. Like, things are going to change for Trennan, and he'll figure that out quickly. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, first of all, I really can't say enough good things about how he's playing and how he's done since he's been called up. I just love his game. I really think the Predators absolutely need that element. But the fight alone, I cannot believe he did it. I really, honestly, you know, I don't even know if he knew for sure, because he went in and he just blew up. Was it McAvoy, Willie?
Yes.
Yeah, it was McAvoy. Blew up McAvoy, like, just absolutely crushed him. And then Chara grabbed from behind. I don't know if he knew. Maybe he did. You're talking about a freakish human being, 6'9", 250. And then he didn't even hesitate. He dropped the mitts with Zdeno Chara and got the decision. Like, he buckled Chara. So, like, people will definitely take note. And it's just so funny when you look at the two, and I was saying on air, like, Trennan's such a baby face, soft-spoken, nice kid off the ice, and he plays just like a vicious tank out there. And for him to do that, like, everyone around the league that saw that probably said, oh, my God, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, and if I could, I love thought bubbles. When they showed him on the Jumbotron last night sitting in the box, my thought bubbles were, man, he like messed up my jersey like that. It's like you just fought Chara and you just dropped him in. It's like he was mad that Chara like kind of like ripped his jersey or something. So
yeah,
he was like mad, right? Those were my thought bubbles of his expression. Like, man, I think he pulled my collar down. My jersey's all messed up.
Oh, it was unreal, and it's just he's been doing such a good job. I just think. Definitely making a name for himself, no question about that.
Well, let's talk about that. Because of injuries, because of circumstances, and Milwaukee's success, which means a lot of players are doing well in Milwaukee, they've had the opportunity to get call-ups, and they're getting a lot of playing time, including Trennan, who's been productive. And we have a loyal listener, Trevor, who listens in Milwaukee to our show every day. He's a huge Admirals fan. He goes to every game. And he just called us in the first segment, Chris, and said, I think we've probably seen the last of Yakov in Milwaukee for a while. He's probably in Nashville to stay. What do you make of some of these young guys getting these opportunities, and who do you think can make the most of it? And we've seen this story before where they make the most of it and they don't go back.
Well, you know, exactly. Happened to Austin Watson, happened to a lot of these guys. UC Saros is, you know, like you said, go up and down the list. But I really think, how do you take him out of the lineup? He's effective. If he's not getting on the score sheet, which he's doing at a pretty good pace for the amount of games he's playing and the role he's playing, he's getting scoring chances. He's getting in on the forecheck. He's absolutely crushing guys. He's making plays. He's playing the majority of his shifts in the offensive zone. He just buckles Zdeno Chara. He adds that element, which immensely helps out a guy like Austin Watson, who's, you know, probably taking on all of that without Trennan and Tenorti there. So it makes him tougher and stronger and more effective. I just think it's, you know, it gets to be a numbers game. I get that. And when guys get healthy, then there's going to be a lot of tough decisions, because I think Colin Blackwell's playing great too. So he's another guy that's come in and really, you know, got that opportunity and been effective when he's out there. He's that grinder type. He's same thing. He's fearless, goes to the net hard. He doesn't back down. He gets on the forecheck. He doesn't try to do anything too fancy, and he's effective in his game. So I these guys are what a coach wants, right? What an organization wants. They've developed in terms of Trennan. He's, you know, drafted, played a few years in Milwaukee. He's NHL ready. I mean, you know, it's still a small sample size, but from what we've seen, what I've seen, starting in training camp in summer to now, man, he's a player.
Chris Mason is with us, and Mace, you know, I think you never believe that there's no chance you can win, but you knew last night was going to be difficult in the circumstances that they were in. It's almost like they had to be willing to take a step back forward, just take what they could get last night in order to take the big leap forward, or take a step back to take the big leap forward here. So today's practice will be a very important practice, in my opinion, with John Hines coming in. And Hal Gill said it very well, I thought, with Darren on the postgame show. The players know that they've got to make some changes. So the players should welcome the changes, right? And last night was a perfect example of why the changes need to be made.
Yes, they will 100% welcome it. At the end of the day, you know, the players are looking for guidance. They want to win. They want to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, this has been a really tough season. So I think, you know, having gone through a midseason coaching change, everyone's open. You want to hear the new philosophies, the new message, and you're going to buy in. This is a good group of people. These are very receptive players. You know, you don't have any egos in that room. You know, you don't have any of those issues, contrary to what Twitter says at times. These are guys that have been friends, teammates for a long time. They've had a lot of success together. They've grown up together in this league and in Milwaukee. They will be looking forward to today as well, and it re-energizes you as a group too. You have new ideals, new things to work on, and new goals to set. And you know, before practice, I'm sure they're going to have some lengthy meetings over the next little while, starting today before practice. Giving John Hines, because he's got to get acclimated with the coaching staff as well, and he's got to talk to them about what's going on, and kind of bringing them up to speed on what he likes to do in certain situations. So it's going to be a long process, but definitely today is a big day for John Hines and for the team as well.
Yeah, John Hines said, I'm looking forward to practice, and he said, I'm looking forward to the morning skate on Thursday. He's got to use all the time he can to start this. So I asked you this on the broadcast last night, but there's not a whole lot of time to elaborate on it. But How do you implement a system? He's sort of making it sound like it's not going to be anything more than tweaks, but I think we know, and Hal certainly echoed this, that it's going to be different, right? So how long does it take to actually implement it?
Well, you know, these guys, you know, they know hockey, right? So they're professionals. So a lot of times it's you tell them, you give them the framework of the tweaks, whatever that may be, if it's something in the neutral zone, the defensive zone, the way that they want to forecheck, whatever that may be, you draw it up, you explain it, you talk about it, you take questions from the guys, you know, in certain positions, if it's a left winger has a different responsibility in the zone, or if you have your defense, more stationary and taking care of the net front, or whatever the case may be. But you have those discussions, and then you go through it out on the ice just to get that muscle memory back, because, you know, these guys have been playing a certain way for a long time, and it takes time to kind of curb your instincts. You know, if you're going to chase someone all the way up the wall instead of, you know, handing them off to the forward or whatever the case may be. But it just takes time to get that muscle memory, just so that's your automatic instinct and that's the way you play. So you have the conversations, you draw it up on the board, you maybe show some videos, some examples, and then you go and you work on it in practice and you keep doing it until it becomes the way you play. So today's the start of that process.
We're talking to Chris Mason. Of course, you can watch him with Willie on Fox Sports Tennessee. He joins us every Wednesday. Rob Scuderi comes on board as an assistant coach, and I thought that was an interesting move because not only is he a former player, which I think there's a benefit to that, but also played defense, and that's been an area that the Predators need to improve this year. How beneficial is it going to be having a former player on the bench with these guys?
It's going to help a lot, you know, and he's just, you know, removed from the game. He's going to have it's a good sounding board for guys, and he can relate to the players at their level. And I'm not saying the other guys could or couldn't, because they played hockey and Dan Lambert played. But, you know, you have a guy that's a Stanley Cup winner that will talk to them more at their level. And he's, you know, he's been in player development. He's been working with the guys in Milwaukee. So it's a good sounding board or someone that you can go to and just kind of be off the record, where you don't feel like you're necessarily talking to a coach, although you are. And it's nice to have that as a player too. It's a good way to vent. It's a good way to ask questions. And I think his experience, especially two Stanley Cups and the way he played, and he was a fierce competitor, great defensive defenseman. And that's kind of more the mentality I think that these guys are going to need. And I think it'll be beneficial for him. And he's new to coaching as well, so I'm sure he's going to be learning as he goes here as well. But he definitely has a wealth of experience in the minors and especially in the NHL and two Stanley Cups. So it's a great resource for the Predators.
Chris, you know from playing the position that goalies are creatures of habits, and you know Pecorino obviously has been here for a very long time. How important was it to maybe change some philosophies with the head coach, but keep some consistency with Ben Vanderklok as the goalie coach?
Well, Ben Vanderklok is, I've got to talk to him a ton over the last, 5 years, 4 years since being here, and he is one of the best guys. Just the attention to detail, the way that he knows, when to press the guys and when to lay off a little bit. He's really learned the mental side of dealing with an NHL goaltender, and I think that's important because, aside from this year, obviously, he just has an amazing track record. He's been a huge, huge part of UC Saros' development. He's had him, the entire time he's been in the organization. So that's one thing that, you don't look to change. Although this season's been a little bit up and down, Ben Vanderklok has just been, he's been awesome. And so that helps the goaltenders too, because again, I know from my experience, when you have a goalie coach that you love and you trust, and it's a very unique, it's more of an intimate relationship with the two goalies and the goalie coach, opposed to the head coach and the rest of the team. It's very one-on-one. You're cutting video all the time. You're doing individual drills on the ice. And Ben's their soundboard. So any concerns or any, when they're going through a tough time, they use each other, obviously, but Ben Vanderklok is a very important piece in that equation, no question. So that was a great thing. I didn't expect that would happen anyway, but it was awesome to see him, and that's very important for this team moving forward.
Chris, I know you've been spending the last 48 hours doing interviews, but have you had a chance to talk to people that you may know about John Hines and learn a little more about him? I know you, of course, remember Ray Shiro and Tom Fitzgerald from their time here, but what have you been able to learn about John Hines?
Just that he is, I've heard nothing but good things, and this is from some of the people that I did interviews, that he's a very open guy. He's strict, but he's firm. Sorry, not strict. He's firm, but fair. He builds relationships with his players, and he gets, you know, you heard his interview with Willie, which is, I thought, a really good introduction to who John Hines was and what he values as a coach. And it's those, you know, one-on-one kind of personal relationships, which goes a long way. I'm not saying any of the coaches before didn't do that or they don't do that, but this is, you know, John Hines' message. And that's what I was told yesterday by a bunch of people that I talked to, because I don't know much about him personally. He's very detailed in his systems. He demands and expects guys to play a certain way, but all good things and really, really positive feedback about John Hines. And that's, you know, I didn't hear anything bad, put it that way. So, and that's pretty rare when you talk about coaches, because there's always someone that, you know, has something to say, you know, negative about their situation. But I didn't hear anything negative about John Hines, all positive. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he implements into this team, what he changes up, and just his presence. I think so far he's done a great job handling the media. I thought after the game, it was a tough game, and, you know, just the fact that, you know, he's excited to get back in the league and work with the team with the talent that this Predators team has. It's going to be you know, it's going to be a first for him in the NHL, because he's coming from a team that, you know, was in a constant rebuild, and he had to take that more of development mindset and teaching mindset instead of a team that's ready to go. So looking forward to seeing what he does with them.
Appreciate the visit as always. Enjoy the road trip. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. See that is Chris Mason, Predators TV analyst, there in the booth with Willie on Fox Sports Tennessee. And remember, tomorrow night is NBC Sports Network, but you guys will be on the air, Fox Sports Tennessee. So if you're listening to this, you're going to choose local coverage.
And Pierre McGuire will join us tomorrow at 10:15. To talk about everything. He's been very nice to come on with us a lot lately.
Yes,
but we'll have him again tomorrow to get his thoughts on all the changes.
There you go. C-Mace, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, every Wednesday on the program. We'll come back, more of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.